Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor show. I'm your host for this evening, Reverend Cleveland Howell III. We thank the Lord, amen, for each and every one of you. Amen. God has been so good to us. Amen. Even though we lost an hour of sleep, God is still merciful, amen, to allow us Sunday morning to begin our week and Monday and even today. So we just want to tell the Lord thank you, amen, for all that he's done and all the things that he's doing right now. Amen. Father in heaven, we come before you today, O God, with thanksgiving and praise. Father, we thank you so much for another day. Lord, we love you, O God. We lift your name up high. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, O God. Father, because you are worthy, and beside you, O Lord, there is no other. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for the show, O God. We pray, Lord, that you would just use me for your glory. Whatever you see fit, O God, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, Lord, my heart and my soul says yes, Lord. I say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, we pray for this world, O God. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. Father, we pray for those who don't know you as their personal Savior. Lord, knowing that life only begins when we accept you as our Lord and Savior. Father, remember the president, oh God. Remember the world. Remember everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. Where would we be without you, oh God? So, Lord, we just take this time tonight to say thank you, Lord. We open up our hearts, Lord. We open up our minds, Lord, unto thee, O God. We glorify you. We thank you. We adore you just for being the head of our lives. But knowing that we're nothing without you, O God. So we pray right now tonight that you would have your way, Lord. Search our hearts. Search our minds, O God. If there's anything in us, O Lord, that is not of thee, remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, remove it, O God. Break it away, O God. Cleanse us, as the psalmist says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me, O God. Lord, let our lives be pleasing in your sight. Lord, let our lives be a sweet aroma, Lord, in your nostrils. Lord, let our lives, Lord, let the world know that we live, that we serve a living Savior. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you for traveling mercies, oh, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done, even those things that you're doing right now that we don't even see. We just tell you thank you tonight. Remember the president, oh, God. Remember every country. Remember every nation. Remember every individual, God, who doesn't know you, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, is that you wish that no one should perish. So, Father, we pray for their deliverance tonight. Lord, we have family that have gone astray. We have spouses that have gone astray. We have the co-workers who have gone astray, Lord. So many folk, Lord, who have gone astray. So we pray that you would redeem them tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, bring them back to the fold. Lord, bring them back to the place where that they need to be. Lord, where would we be without you? So we pray right now, Lord, that you would allow your Holy Spirit to have his way tonight, Lord. Let this show, Lord, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, oh God, have your divine way. May the words of my mouth, oh God, and the meditation of my heart, oh Lord, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer, Lord, because you said that men ought to always pray and to faint not. So So help us, Lord, to pray without ceasing. Lord, help us to never give up, oh God, because, Lord, we believe by faith. Lord, you said that we should be walking by faith and not by sight. So we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen our faith in you, strengthen our hope in you, strengthen our lives in you, oh God, so that we could be the men that you're calling for us to be in this dark and evil world. Well, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank the Lord once again for another opportunity to be on the Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. We thank the Lord for turning the time forward. Amen. So we get a little bit of extra sunlight. Amen. We thank him for that. Well, if you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to grab a pen and paper or something to write with, and we're going to see which direction the Lord is going to take us tonight. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Hebrews again tonight. Amen. Let's go back to the 12th chapter. Amen. And let's look at verses 14, 15, 16, and 17, and 18. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And we're just going to see what the Lord is going to do tonight. Amen. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat, amen, sold his birthright. Verse 17, for ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance. Amen. Through he sought it carefully with tears. Verse 18, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and the tempest. Our sermon title for the lesson tonight is You Can't Make It Without It. Amen. You can't make it without it. Sometimes in life we think that we can do certain things without this or without. Some folks say that they can make it without a man. Amen. Some folks say that they can make it without a woman. Some folks even say that they can make it without a car. Amen. There's even some folks out there who even believe in their hearts and in their minds that they can make it without a job. Amen. Some folks say that they can make it without eating meat. Some folks think that they can make it without eating certain things. But I want to share this with somebody tonight. Amen. There's one thing that you can't make it without it. Amen. Amen. And as we look into our text tonight, amen, Hebrews chapter 12, amen, verse 14 is the focus point tonight. We know that the book of Hebrews, it really doesn't have an author, and there's so many names have been, some say it's Paul, some say it's the Apollos, some say Timothy, all types of names, but whoever God used, it's all right with me tonight, amen. But we see the Hebrew right here, he's saying, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Oh yes, you might have been in the church a long time. Amen. You might have done a lot of wonderful works for the Lord. You might have built a lot of beautiful things, but without following peace, with all men and holiness, amen, without which no man shall see the Lord, amen. If you and I want to see God, we must pursue, amen, his peace, amen, his holiness, amen, setting ourselves apart for his usage. A lot of times we find ourselves struggling trying to follow anybody. But if we want to make it to heaven, amen, if we want to see the pearly gates, if we want to see the angels around the throne saying, holy, 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 if we want to see the 144,000, amen, we got to follow peace. Amen. We need to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. We need to set ourselves apart for his uses, his holiness, his righteousness. This is all connected with living in peace. So if we say that we are serving and we love and we obey and we trust the Prince of Peace, then why can't we follow peace? Amen. A lot of us, we got a lot of songs, we got a lot of rituals, we got a lot of things that we do. But in our text tonight, he says, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. It does not matter how much you put in the offering plate every Sunday. It does not matter what you do week in, week out, if you're not following peace. And I'm learning something day by day. The reason why people can't follow peace with man and the reason why people can't have a good relationship with folk is because they have no peace within themselves. Amen. How can you follow peace? How can you have peace when you have no peace within yourself? Amen. How can you get along with anybody when you can't even get along with yourself? Amen. Even your own members are warring, amen, one against the other. But in our text tonight, the Hebrew writer makes it so plain. Amen. He writes it so easy so that even a baby can understand that if you don't follow peace with all men, not just those who you like, amen, not just those who are in your affiliation, not just those who you work with, not just those who you get along with, not just those who got the same type of vehicle that you get, but he says with all men. Amen. No matter what color, they may even be green. Amen. Some of them may even be purple. Amen. White, black, yellow, green, whatever color they are, whatever nationality they are, whatever denomination they may be. The Bible tells us to follow peace. Amen. With all men. So how can it be that we don't get along with each other, but we say that we can get along with Jesus? I'm learning something. How can we say that we are submissive to Jesus? How can we say that we're submissive to God? How can we say that we are obedient to everything that he says when we're not submissive to each other? Amen. Amen. So I'm struggling with that because as we look at this text, he just tells you very plainly, follow peace with all men. And holiness, just righteous living. Set yourself apart for God's usage. Without this, without following peace with all men, without being holy, without which no man shall see the Lord, you won't make it to heaven. Amen. You won't make it to glory. I don't care how many hymns you sing. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. You can sing it all day long, but unless you are going by what the Word of God tells us to do, you won't see Jesus. Amen. You may spend your entire life in church. You may spend your entire life being an usher, singing in the choir, being a deacon, being the preacher, being the mother, being whoever you want to be. But unless you follow this peace, amen, we say we follow the Prince of Peace. Let's go, Isaiah. And let's look at this thing. Let's go to Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 9. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9 tonight. tonight. And Isaiah chapter 9, and I think it's verse 6. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born." Amen. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. Amen. And his name shall be called Wonderful. See, Jesus has a few names for you. Amen. One of his names is Wonderful. Amen. And another one of his names is Counselor. Amen. Another one of his names is the Mighty God. Amen. Another one of his names is the Everlasting Father. Amen. And then we get down to the Prince of Peace. My. He's the Prince of, he created peace. He is peace. And maybe someone's struggling. How could he create peace? How could he be peaceful? I'm glad you asked that question tonight. Let's go. Colossians. And this will help you to understand something, that we need to get to the place where God is calling for us to be. We need to follow peace and not follow foolishness. Amen. Let's go to Colossians. Let's go to the first chapter. And let's look at verse 15. And 15, 16, 17, and 18. 15, who is the image of the invisible God? Amen. The firstborn of every creature. Amen. For by him were all things created. So can we say that peace was one of those things that he created? Amen. For by him were all things created, amen, that are in heaven, amen, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Amen. Verse 17, and he is before all things. Amen. And by him all things consist. So that would be a fair statement to say that he created peace, that he is peace. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. So as we look at this thing, if we're going to get to the place that God would have us to be, we have to learn how to follow peace with all men. And sometimes you have to learn how to bite your tongue. Amen. Sometimes you have to learn not to get involved with foolishness. Sometimes you just have to be led by the Spirit of God so that you don't get connected with foolishness, things that will interrupt your peace. Amen. That's what the enemy will do. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Your peace, your comfort zone, that's what he wants to do. He wants to get you outside of the boundaries of peace. But not when you stay connected to Jesus. And what are some of the ways, what is one of the methods that can help you to stay connected? See, the enemy will always try to mess with our minds to take us away from having this peace. But if our hearts and minds are made up, amen, he can't do nothing to you. Let's go back again to Isaiah 26, and let's look at verse 3. Amen. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And the Bible says, thou will keep him, amen, in perfect peace, amen, whose mind is stayed on thee. Where is your mind? What is interfering with your peace? What is distracting your peace? Well, the only way that you're going to be able to regain that, the only way that you're going to hold on to that peace is that you have to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And then he goes on, a lot of times we forget to read the latter part of this passage. He says here, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. See, if you trust God, Amen. God will keep you. Amen. If you obey God, God will keep you. If you want to serve God, God will keep you. But you got to keep your mind stayed on him, not on no foolishness, not on things of this world. Amen. But we need to set our minds on things above, not on things on this earth. These things are going to vanish. They're going to corrupt. They're going to go away. We need to keep our minds focused on Jesus. He says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Then, verse 4, he says, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You need strength to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. You need strength. He says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That means it never wears out. It never grows weary. It never grows weak. It's everlasting. Just like the Energizer, but he just keeps going, and he keeps going, and he keeps going, and he keeps going. It's everlasting. It's eternal. Amen. There's no end to it. No end to it. We must understand tonight that a right relationship with God leads to a right relationship with fellow believers. Oh, yes. If your life ain't right with God, how you expect to get along with somebody else? My. How do you expect to get along? Why is it that there has to be foolishness in the life of a child of God? Why is it? Not if you keep your mind on Christ. He said he'll keep you in perfect peace. But a lot of times we want to try to keep ourselves. You can't keep yourself. If you were able to keep yourself, you would have never got yourself in that mess you got in from the start. Amen. You would have never gotten into it if you could have kept yourself. My. We can't do nothing. He tells us, oh, maybe you think you can keep your. Okay, let's go. St. John. Yes, somebody think they can keep themselves. Yeah, I know. St. John 15:5. And the Bible says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. There's nothing you can do without Jesus. Nothing you can accomplish without Jesus. Nothing. It's just like you're using a can of Fix-A-Flat. It's a temporary repair. Temporary. Short-lived. But when we get connected with the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Wonderful, the Counselor, he'll keep you so that you'll be able to follow peace with all men and his holiness. Don't you want to make it to heaven? Don't you want to see Jesus? Don't you want to sing? Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night to follow peace. See, because we wonder, why is it that I can't get along with anybody? Why is it that I always got to have a bad attitude about what is it that flicks your switch? What is it? It's because you don't have no peace on the inside. You don't have nothing on the inside that's keeping you. What's on the inside? What's inside your heart? What's the motivating factor behind you? What is it that motivates? What is it that pushes you to be the person that you? What's on the inside? What's in you? It can't be the Spirit of God. Can't get along and follow peace with your brother or your sister. Ain't no way no way we can say that we're following Christ when we can't get along with each other. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the world today. The world is looking at those who say they've been born again, those who say they got a right relationship with Christ, those who say they all of that and a bag of weak old chips. That's what they say. Oh, I got it. You don't have anything if you don't have peace. If you can't get along with folk on the job, even in your own house, at the church, at the grocery store, at the car mechanic's place, that's what the Bible says. Follow peace with all men. Regardless of how they act, regardless of what they do, we still got to follow Christ. Amen. And I'm not saying it's easy, but the Bible says in Philippians 4 and 13 that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. God will strengthen you to give you the strength to get to the place that he's calling for you to be tonight. Yes, he will. But your mind has to be made up that I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with Jesus. I'm not going to try to follow myself. I'm not going to try to do what I want to do. See, because that's how we mess up. We want to follow what we want to do. Well, let me tell you, my friend, it's not about you. It's not about what you want, what you desire. It's about what God has designed for your life. Let's move on forward here. We must pursue peace as we become more like Christ. And that's why he tells us in 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. And he says, let's go to 15. But as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Verse 16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And I want to share this with you. If God says to be something, you can be it. You can do it. You can do it. But the question is, do you want to do it? Have you made up your mind that this is what you're going to strive to do for Christ? That's the real question. Have you made up your mind that you're going to follow peace? That you're going to live right? That you're going to live holy? That you're going to give your life to Christ? See, because let's go on to Hebrews chapter 13. See, because if we're going to follow this peace, if we're going to follow this holiness, this is what we need to do. Let's go to Hebrews 13. And the writer says, let brotherly love continue. If we're going to follow peace, if we're going to walk in holiness, if we're going to set ourselves apart for the usage of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he says, let brotherly love continue. Amen. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. That's why you need to get along with folk. That's why you need to have peace in your life. Verse number 3, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Remember that. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. You got to remember. Remember these things. Then he goes on to the fourth verse. He says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Verse 5, he says, let your conversation be without covetousness,
and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God wants you to know that he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll keep you in this perfect peace as long as you keep your mind stayed on him. But you got to remember, you need to let this love continue in you. If you're going to follow peace, if you're going to follow Christ, why? It's because he is love. So we got to let this brotherly love continue within us. Verse 6, he said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Can you boldly say that tonight? Amen. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. See, as long as I'm following peace with all men, as long as I'm walking in holiness, as long as I'm walking in obedience, he says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. What you scared about? Long as you are obedient to God, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of his servants. Amen. Verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Then he goes on into the 8th verse. He says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Now, let's go on here to this 9th verse. This really hit me today. He says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. See, there's a lot of strange doctrine going on in the church today. I heard some folks saying just the other day that you don't need no Old Testament. Amen. The Old Testament can't help you. It's not good for you. There's no benefits. That's a strange, that's a foolish doctrine. Amen. He says, be not carried about with doctrine, with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Now, where does this grace come from? It comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's amazing to me how the book of Hebrew, it gives us so much Old Testament history. And it just shocked me to hear someone say that the Old Testament is not good for you. It's not worthy. There's nothing there for us. I felt like that person should have been smacked in the mouth. Amen. For someone to say that it's not good for, how did we get to the New Testament if there was no old? How did we get to the Prince of Peace? How did we get to thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed? Who was he talking about? Whose mind should you keep? Whose mind should you try? Lord, help me. Who should you be keeping your mind on? Not on Muhammad. Not on the Buddha, not on whoever you want to call him, but you need to keep your mind on Jesus. Isaiah is in the Old Testament, and he was letting us know that if you keep your mind on him, on Christ, he would keep you in perfect peace. Then the writer here goes on, it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. It's a good thing when you can keep your heart established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. See, not with ceremonial foods. That's what the writer here is talking about. Don't have yourself mixed up with ceremonial foods, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Then in verse 10, he says, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. Verse 11, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt within the camp. Verse 12, wherefore Jesus, also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Amen. Verse 13, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Amen. Amen. Seeking for one to come. Verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips is giving thanks to his name. We need to give thanks to the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. He was pointing them. Amen. To Christ. Amen. Let's go on here to 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. This goes back to following peace. We have to get to that place where that you could follow peace with all men and holiness. For without no one shall see the Lord. Now, I know a lot of us want to see Jesus. But if you got strife in your life, if you got hatred in your life, if you got jealousy in your life, if you got malice in your life, where is the peace? Where is the peace? Christ wants you to have his peace, his joy, his love, not as the world give it to you, but his peace. That's what he wants to give you tonight. He wants to give it to you tonight. Not tomorrow, but tonight. So that we can get to the place where he would have us to be. What about you? Don't you want all that Christ has in store for you? Don't you want that? Tired of not having peace in your life? Aren't you tired of not being able to get along with folk? And the reason why is because you have no peace in your life. And as we started the service tonight, the topic was, you can't make it without it. You can't make it without it. I don't care how much you have. I don't care how much you know. The Bible says follow peace with all men and holiness. Without, no man shall see the Lord. That's it. I have nothing else to give you tonight. The airlines are open. Amen. I can only give you what God has given me. I just want to leave this with you. You can't make it without it. You can't make it without it. You can't make it without it. We're just going to read the scripture. We'll follow peace with all men and holiness. For without no man shall see the Lord. Is there one tonight who wants to pray? Amen. Praise the Lord, caller. You're live tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Reverend Howe. I didn't come in on the beginning of the show, but I'm thankful to God that I came in and heard the message as I heard it, because there's just something about peace. Mm. And once we come to know Jesus as our Jehovah Shalom, that peace belongs to us.
Amen.
And when you say follow peace, one of the things about it, once we have that peace, wherever we go, we could be like the main ingredient and add that peace in other people's lives.
Amen.
As I sit here today going through a loss of a loved one, and I must admit, initially it was hard for me. I just was at a really hard place. But I took a minute and I prayed. And the one thing I kept saying, Lord, I just need peace about it. Too many questions, too many things not answered. And God granted me that peace because I come to understand, according to the word, he said for us not to lean into our own understanding, but to acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. And the peace of God, according to the word, surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
And that's a peace that we all need. Like you say, it's a main ingredient. But when you have malice, strife, envy, hatred, all those things are peace killers, peace blockers. Peace cannot reside when you have all those things trying to abide.
Amen.
And I thank God for your word, because there is such power in peace. I couldn't even sleep last night, and it's been a long time since I've experienced that. Because I said, according to the word of God, he never sleeps or slumbers, and he has never asked me to keep him company. So I'll go to bed at night, but last night I was at a hard place. And this morning I just said, Lord, I just need your peace. I need your peace. And God granted me that. The word of God said he knows what we have need of, but we have not because we ask not.
That's
and
fine.
I encourage somebody today that's lacking peace, ask for it. God is faithful, and he has more than enough to grant each one of us a portion of peace, and there'll still be enough for everyone. There's room at the table.
Yes.
And I thank God for it. I thank God, and I thank you for the show, Reverend Howe. Because peace is what we all need. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let me pray for you while I have you on the phone. Amen.
Thank you, Father
in heaven, we come tonight, Lord, saying thank you, O God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for knowing what we need, Lord, every hour, every second, every minute of our lives. Mm-hmm. And, Father, we pray for peace. For my sister, Lord, and also her family, O God. Lord, you said that you are the Prince of Peace, O God. Father, you said that you would give us a peace which would surpass all our understanding. And, Lord, you said that if we keep our minds stayed on you, that you'd keep us in perfect peace. And we say thank you tonight, O God.
Thank you.
Give her what she needs. Lord, we just ask and pray, Lord, that you would just encamp your angels around her and her family, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this time. We thank you for your promises, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for knowing that you will keep us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry. We just have to keep our minds stayed on you. So, Lord, have your divine way. Use my sister for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Is there another who would like to pray tonight? Just press 1 on your receiver, amen, as we prepare to close the show this evening. Is there another who wants to pray for maybe a family member, someone you're working with? Amen. Whatever the situation may be, amen. Praise the Lord, caller, you're live, amen.
Yes, I'm just Evangelist Beecham. I have peace, but I just want prayer that we live in an evil world today. Prayer that I can continue to stay focused in the Lord and keep the peace that the Lord has given me. And I'm not going to wait until I lose my peace. I need somebody to pray for me so I can keep my peace. Keep my mind. Keep my relation. And keep my mind on Jesus at all times. Because trouble's all around us. You don't have to be looking for no trouble. So I'm asking for a special prayer of peace in my life and around my life.
Amen. Amen. Father in heaven, we come tonight, Lord, saying thank you, Lord. We pray for Evangelist, O God. Lord, we pray that you would continue to keep him in perfect peace, O God. We pray that you would encamp your angels around him, O God. Lord, protect him from seen and unseen danger, O God. Lord, you said, Lord, that you would keep us, Lord, and you promised us. But, Lord, you just said, Lord, that we just need to keep our minds on you, and we need to just to trust you. You said to trust ye in Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength. And we thank you for that strength, oh God. We thank you for that power. We thank you for that, Lord, to continue to keep pressing toward the mark. We pray, Lord, that you would allow him, Lord, to be the man of God that you're calling for him to be, oh God. Order his steps, direct his paths. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there another tonight? Anyone else who wants to pray? Amen. For a family member, whatever the case may be. Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for your promises, oh Lord. Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you. And Lord, we just ask and pray right now, God, that you would encamp your angels around us with peace. Help us to have a heart of peace, a mind of peace. Lord, help us to walk in peace. Help us to talk in peace. Lord, help us to think. Lord, you said to think on these things. Amen. Whatsoever thing, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, to think on these things. Lord, help us to think on these things, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your promises, Lord. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. We pray that you allow us to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we love you. And we just ask and pray that you would have first place in each and every one of our lives. Now, God, we all have unsaved loved ones, Lord, and we pray for them tonight, Lord, that you would touch their lives, save their souls before it's too late. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We love you and we thank you. Continue, God, to use us, lead us, and guide us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being with us tonight on the Mighty Man of Valor Show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.